Catherine Elizabeth Macaulay. Day dawned over North County Dublin on this bright but rather chilly morning of September 29th, 1778. Stormanston House was awakened out of its peaceful sleep, not by the cooing of the doves in the wooded area around the house, nor the neighing of Daisy and Bella in the distant field, but by the loud cry of a newly born baby on the second floor of the great house. Eleanor, the wife of James, had given birth to their second child, a beautiful, healthy daughter, Catherine Elizabeth Macaulay. With admiration in his eyes, James smiled at his dear wife as he bent down and lifted baby Catherine out of her crib. She was barely a few hours old, but it was as if he had known her forever. He sensed an extraordinary bond. She was absolutely beautiful. He gently placed a kiss on her tiny forehead, and closing his eyes, he prayed, "Thank you, God, thank you." Opening his eyes, he gazed at the bundle of beauty he held in his arms, and for a split second, he was filled with a realization that an even greater beauty had been born. His eyes filled with tears as he carefully placed Catherine in her mother's arms and sat on the side of the bed. "Yes, James, I know exactly what you're thinking. She is a very special child. We have really been blessed. I want to cry for joy too," whispered Eleanor as a tear trickled its way down her cheek. James reached over fondly and wiped away the joyful tear with his little finger. "Don't you drown the little mite now before we introduce her to the world. Sure you won't." "Oh, I love you so much, Eleanor Conway. And I love you, James Macaulay, you old dolt." They both laughed heartily and kissed each other warmly. "Is it time to show the baby her big sister?" May Kelly stood in the doorway of the bedroom with two-year-old Mary in her arms. "Daddy, Daddy, Mommy, Mommy." Mary wriggled her way free from May and ran to her father. James lifted his first child high in the air and then gently lowered her onto the bed. "Who's that?" Mary whispered, pointing in amazement at the bundle lying in her mommy's arms. Eleanor and James both answered together, "Catherine Elizabeth, your new baby sister." What a perfectly happy family the Macaulays now were, with two beautiful daughters and everything they could possibly want. James was in the fortunate position to have been a successful master carpenter and builder, and had gained himself a reputation which made him very wealthy. At this time in Ireland, being rich and Catholic was unusual and also quite difficult. Many wealthy Catholics were forced to abandon their faith in order to be accepted in society. Families often found themselves turning to the Protestant faith because they were afraid of being laughed at. Or worse than that, for some people, they were afraid of not being invited to the many exciting and lavish parties that were part of the in thing in Dublin at the time. James Macaulay did not give in to any kind of pressure. He believed that it was right for him to remain in the Catholic Church into which he was baptized. He was determined that by his example, his children would do the same. He couldn't be so sure about Eleanor, though. While she was a very good wife and mother, her Catholic faith wasn't as important to her as it was to James. She loved to party. Being invited to the big social events in Dublin and to be seen mixing in the right circles was to Eleanor more important.